Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome to She's Got Time. This is episode 16, and I'm your host, Swing Cash. Like I say at the top every week, I appreciate you joining us and taking the time out to rock with us here at She's Got Time. So y'all know how we start out every week. We start with the week that was, the rewind. Well, this last past week, pretty interesting one as we kicked off March Madness. Election show Sunday happened and so many people were excited to hear about the men's bracket that came out. Well, the brackets came out, 68 teams were announced, and then we fast forward to Monday, which was really, really interesting because then we saw the women's bracket get released early and social media went crazy. And for somebody like me, my heart was aching this week for a lot of those young ladies that, you know, go to college and you're waiting for this moment. Some teams that were on a bubble. It's never nice when things are leaked early because you're not really prepared and you don't know how to take it in. So it really kind of soured the day a little bit for some of those women's basketball teams and I think the women's basketball community in general. So I was a little disappointed, but at the same time, I was hoping that a lot of the teams, the basketball community could turn things around really fast and get that energy back and focus kind of on the tournament. I'm hoping that that happens, but it was a tough couple of days, obviously, for the women's side. And me being a alum, coming from the WNBA and from the collegiate level, that was really tough to kind of see happen. But anyway, so now the brackets are out and March Madness is about to begin. And I don't know about you, but I'm super, super excited. I also want to give you a little bit of information if you haven't already. Most of you, once you hear this podcast, probably have put your brackets in. I hope you're playing in some pool, whether it's at work, whether it is you know, at your gym with friends, with family. You know, the cool thing about March Madness, you can fill out a bracket and know absolutely nothing about basketball. It's the fun of just being in the game. And so I really enjoy this time of year. So for me, I've just been prepping, working, of course, the tournament, working with CBS Sports Network. I'll be working there throughout the whole tournament, and I will be in Minnesota. For those of you that are looking for me from a television standpoint, I also am flying back and forth to Atlanta to continue to tape The Bounce. So needless to say, this has been a very interesting but busy week. I also traveled. Shout out to my husband who actually took some time to make sure he could travel as well so that we can kind of still keep Saints routine as normal. For those of you that have kids, you definitely know what it means to have a routine, and I'm happy that we're able to do that. So that was my week. That was a lot of different things going on, but a lot of excitement too, because it's that time of year, March Madness. As one of my colleagues, John Rothstein, always likes to say, yeah, this is March. Hey, what's up, y'all? So we have a special She's Got Time for y'all this week. We are on the road in Atlanta. Like I said last podcast, I was going to be traveling, but I have a special guest with me today, my former teammate, CEO of TY1 Gear, and also, I guess now you're an Atlanta native, right? Kind of?
I am.
Atlanta's adopted you?
They have.
They have? Okay. But first of all, Tamara Young is her name. Like I said, almost, what, 11 years now? 11-year vet?
11 years, yes.
Wow, WNBA. We first connected in 2012 when I got traded from Seattle to Chicago. And that was a really cool experience. I mean, even though I was only in Chicago for 2 years, I just felt like a lot was learned and I got a chance to connect with you and also with Piff, but we won't get into all the basketball side of it, but we are here because of the business hat that you wear. So quickly, just kind of tell our audience where you're from and then also what inspired you to start your own clothing line?
I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina, graduated from James Madison University, and now, like Swin said, I'm an ATL resident. One day, you know, I was just sitting at home and I told one of my friends, I think I want to start selling t-shirts. And prior to that, when I was with Hoop Cred, that's where it started selling like a few TY1 items. And I saw the feedback that I was getting, the love from supporters, fans that were really into what we were bringing to the table. So I ventured out on my own in 2016 and I wanted to like start over and kind of revamp my logo, my brand. And it started with t-shirts. Then I saw the feedback and I wanted to excel out to hats and socks and sweatpants and just more of a TY1 gear thing instead of just t-shirts.
So you were dabbling in it a little bit, and a lot of times, especially our fans and our listeners, the She's Got Time podcast, they tend to say, you know what, we have this idea, but they don't take that first step. I knew right away when we were playing together, you always kind of had this chip on your shoulder. You always felt like, you know what, every time I stepped in between those lines, I have something to prove, and I'm going to show you exactly who I am. Do you think the basketball side and how competitive you were there really helped you in business?
Definitely. I think the self-motivation that I've had once started from playing basketball carried over to me being a businesswoman with my clothing line as well. You know, it was something that I wanted to really do, and I was self-motivated with it. And I also learned from basketball that the sacrifices that had to be made on the court was something that also had to be made off the court. The time consuming, staying up late at night, trying to figure out where I can get clothes from, where I can get different ideas from, and just doing it that way.
All right, before we go any further, just tell them right now where they can go and purchase some of your gear. And then we're going to get into the other part, because you not only went from I'm going to do t-shirts, now you're starting to go into kind of the shoe and sneaker industry. So first tell them all where they can find your gear.
You can find my gear at www.tyoung1.com.
Again,
www.tyoung1.com.
For sure. So what made you, and I know, like, if y'all see the kicks, like, she always got fired, sneakerhead to the fullest. At one point, I thought she was going to retire, but I think she just kind of gave me that pump fake, you know, when you playing basketball.
I'm really going to retire this year.
Y'all know she's been saying that for about 5 to 6 years now, right? She just gave us a little pump fake, and right. then I look online, and it's like, oh, another exclusive. You know, so, but Tim, you know, what's so crazy is I knew for a long time that you were a sneakerhead. Why do you think it made other people take so long to realize that? Because now I see, you know, people in the industry are starting to realize, like, no, she's not only sneakerhead, she's starting her own business, and she's an influencer. And we'll get to that part of it, but tell us about you wanting to drop your own shoe.
You know, it was really this guy approached me here in Atlanta, and he like designed and created shoes, and he was like, you know, I think you should create your own shoe, your own TY1 sneaker. He said, you know, you are an influencer, people really like your style, and they look forward to what you bring to the table in that aspect. And so I kind of heard him out before we went forth with it, and then that's where it really started from.
Yeah, you know what's so crazy is we're on social media, and this is when I was like, that's my girl. Like, she not only influencing, but the people who are following you are making sure that people know and associate your stuff, whether it's your clothing or your shoes, with you. So I was going through a post, and you know Killer Mike here in Atlanta, he had your shoe, and I was like, oh, there goes Tam's shoe. But it wasn't tagging exactly where the shoe came from. He was just saying, this is a dope shoe, I support it. And all of a sudden, I just see your followers being like, no, that's Ty Young. You got to go check her out. Da, da, da.
Definitely.
And I was like, that's what you need, you know? And it was credit to Killer Mike. I appreciated the fact that, you know, that he was out there showing, like, your shoe. And on top of that, also the people who support you are saying, no, we got to connect the dots and make sure other people know where to go and be able to purchase it. So how has it been for you to see other, whether it's entertainers, celebrities, fans of yours, really embrace kind of what you're doing?
It's big, you know, because if it wasn't for the fans or the supporters, then I wouldn't be able to have my business or have the success with doing it if it wasn't for those people. So, you know, I always even try to show love back. Sometimes I do, you know, free giveaways, and I do questions where it's like, if you like trivia questions where you could win stuff from my clothing line, just to give back and just to show the love. And it's also even with my price point. I try not to make my clothing items where it's too expensive. I want it to be affordable for everyone, mm-hmm. you know, because I remember where it was times where I wanted things that was nice and I couldn't really afford
it. Right.
So I try to keep it. Even sometimes I may lose a little, but I will gain it later, you know, and that's just one of the things that I'm big on when it comes to my brand as well.
Love it. I love it. So what is it now like for you to be in that space of being an influencer? Because you are. Because people not only follow you, they want to know what you're wearing. They want to know where you're at, who you're with. And I know you personally. You're very shy. People don't understand that about you. So it cracks me up all the time when I see your people are just like, oh, well, that's Ty. This is, you know. And to all the people out there, I'm one of the few people that can call her Tam. So if you if you walk up on her, please give her her government name. Or, I mean, I guess maybe Ty.
Right.
You can go with Ty. Don't go with Tam. That's only reserved for a few of us, all right?
Only a few, please.
But what is it like being an influencer where people are saying, hey, we want to send you some stuff. We want you to check this out. We want your feedback.
It's dope, you know. And like you said, a lot of people don't know that I'm shy. They see me smiling all the time. They see me out with certain people. But it comes a point where it's after I get comfortable around people that I open up a little bit. So it's funny to see people, how they respond and how they interact. But being an influencer is really dope. You know, I appreciate people wanting to send me stuff to wear and to show them love on my social media. The social media is so big and heavy right now that everyone is wanting the recognition or wanting the support from others, because everyone is glued to it, whether it's Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, or, you know, Snapchat is how a lot of businesses are excelling as well. So it's different for me, you know, sometimes where I'm out and, you know, people recognize me from Instagram. It's different, but it's also a good feeling to know that people are actually paying attention and showing love and giving support.
So with you also being on social media and being an influencer, and also being a professional athlete, do you see the fans' kind of reaction to you? Is it different, or are the fans different versus those that see you as an influencer on social media versus those that see you as a professional athlete?
It's definitely a different audience. And I also have to say that I think the fan base that I got and the supporters also grew from me making a few appearances on the reality TV show. And so it's funny because it's sad, but it's also, you know, like more people will watch that than they do support women's basketball. But I've also grew fans in that aspect because they're like, after they see me on the TV show, they're like, oh, I didn't know you were a basketball player. Now I want to support you. Now I want to come to a game. So I think that also brought a different fan base and a different support system as well, which can also help grow, you know, the women's support in basketball too.
And that's one of those things that just drives me crazy, because it's like you work so hard in that one thing that you've been doing forever and you're great at it and being a pro athlete, but then all of a sudden people see you on a reality show and they just don't understand anything about your life. But there's that crossover kind of marketing and appeal that you're now exposing more people to who WNBA players are, because there's so many WNBA players in our league. They're not only business owners, very bright, doing some great things, can be actors or actors, whatever they want to do. But it's the exposure. And you know how that is firsthand, when it's like people just sleeping on you. But the more you keep grinding, the more you keep working, you just got to be ready for that opportunity.
Definitely. And that's one of the things that I've been working on for myself, even as far as like building my brand. Because that's what it comes with. When people see you out, when people see you on social media and they want to gravitate to you, especially with the different personalities that people have, I think it's about building your brand and about being yourself. And that's one thing that I've always done, is be myself and work hard. And I'm like, whatever's meant for me will be for me.
What have you learned? What are some of the early lessons that you've learned in business so far with your clothing line?
You can't appease everybody. When I first started, I would look at the feedback and I would have so many different people asking for different items. Like, well, can you make this color? And can you make that? And can you do this? And I'm like, this isn't Nike ID. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, when at first I started out that way, trying to make all these different colors to appeal to everyone. But now I've buckled down to see, like, if you don't have so many different varieties out, it won't confuse the consumers. You just make one color, keep it simple, and they have to buy what you have at that time. So that was one of the big things where I had to learn. It's like, you can't just appease everybody at one time.
Right. That's the great lessons learned. What are you right now working on that you'll be excited for people to kind of see or experience in the next couple of months or before, during the WNBA season, I should say, which is coming up here in May?
Well, right now with my brand, I'm trying to expand and not just have only like sportswear, but also have more like a lifestyle line where, you can wear it out and not just for workout clothes. So that's something I'm working on. This will be my 3rd year anniversary, so I want to make
so
the
is
most
there, is
of
there
it.
A party? Is there some type of celebration? I feel like it's in the future to celebrate.
I feel like I should have one.
You
know,
should. It doesn't have to be big, but I feel like, you know, you're going to be in Vegas. I feel like fans and followers will want to come out there and celebrate with you.
Definitely. I should. See?
See?
That's why I always look forward to you and ask for your advice, because you always help me out with that.
Sis, I'm telling you. I mean, you have the movement that's happening right now. Keep pushing it, like we always say. But, you know, celebrate the wins, you know? We
definitely.
All, sometimes we take some losses here and there, some lumps, but you definitely got to celebrate the wins. I'm so proud of you. I know that for sure. So, real quick. It is tournament time, March Madness, all those things are happening. WNBA season right around the corner. What are you most looking forward to this kind of basketball season for you? Because 11 years is a long time. Like, it's a long time to be playing, and you've had one hell of a career. But what are you most looking forward to coming into this season?
I'm most looking forward to fighting for a championship. Mm-hmm. It's been 11 seasons. And I don't have a championship yet. I don't have a ring, you know. I'm on the verge of, you know, the end of my career now. And so just seeing the young girls, our team was pretty young in Vegas, just seeing them excel and grow and the camaraderie together, that's one of the major things that I'm looking for, us fighting for a championship for sure.
What don't your fans know about you? I know I always say you're out there, you're engaged on social media, but what's one thing that people don't know about you? Besides that you're shy. Because
I know,
I
was just thinking about that. Oh, that's a good question, because I definitely was about to say a lot of people don't know how shy I am.
No, that's a big thing. That's why I wanted to say it, because I feel like people just assume that you're just outgoing because you're a public figure.
Definitely. Like, they don't even know how much I'm sweating right now. See?
Doing this interview. She doesn't even like doing this, but I got her to come in.
That's like my sister I've known since 2012, you know? It's like, okay.
All right, so what changed from that? Because I don't want to make you sweat anymore, because you already know we have to turn that air on in a second. What are one of the things, some fans may ask, you going to be back on a reality show?
I think we'll have to watch and see.
Oh, so there could be something coming.
It starts March 25th, so...
So you never know.
Never know.
All right. So look, little tidbit right there. Y'all got to tune in. Tune in. Where can they see and watch the reality show?
VH1 Monday nights at 8 p.m.
All right. So make sure you check it out. You never know if Tam Young
never know
is
going
to pop up.
All
right. So sis, give me the best advice quickly that you would give to somebody that's looking to start their business.
I would say, if it's in your heart and you feel that it's something that you really want to do, I say do it. No matter how hard or how slow the start may seem, work hard and work towards your dreams and goals.
All right, sis. So, you know, before we do anything, we got to get to the sneakers. We got any exclusives. I know you had some CP3s. People were hounding, still trying to figure out where to get them from. We got any exclusives coming this summer?
I hope so. The men have been going crazy this season with all those different exclusives. So I'm texting Chris like, hey, am I going to get the same kind of CP3 exclusive love this summer, you know? I think the whole sneaker culture is, like, expanding out.
Yeah.
Even the love that they're showing the women athletes, I think it's great. And I think now, like, just seeing all the different colorways, the different cartoon characters, the IDs that the people are getting, I'm going to have to step my game up this summer.
Innovation
as well.
Is there. The
Definitely.
Innovation is there. So, being a sneakerhead, what's your favorite? I think I know, but let me get the favorite. Let's go favorite J, favorite Adidas, and then give me kind of your favorite, just kind of lifestyle kicking issue. Give me three, because I don't know if you could just give me one.
My favorite Jordan silhouette is the Retro 1, but my favorite all-time Jordan are, of course, the pair that you have on right now, the Concords. Those are my favorite all-time. My favorite Adidas shoe is the original, the Stan Smiths. Keep it original. My favorite lifestyle shoe, right now, is probably, I like those big, bulky Balenciagas. Like, at first, I didn't like
them. It's giving
them.
You about 5 or 6 more inches. I seen Piff with them one time.
Yeah.
I was like,
at first, I wasn't a fan, but then I tried them on, and I'm like, okay, like, they're comfortable. They're heavy.
Okay.
But, I mean, you're used to, like, heavy basketball sneakers, so they're heavy for, you know, the average person, but they are comfortable. And I think they're like just so different. Like you can wear them with shorts, jeans. I think it just sticks out more, especially like if you're into like fashion or style.
Right. So we definitely are gonna make sure we're going to show a picture for those of you who follow us on YouTube of the sneaker she's talking about. We're also going to show you a picture of Tam's sneaker because I love it because I feel like you can rock it whether it's in your lifestyle, right. You want to throw it up with some sweats, like whatever you want, definitely. You can do. Just tell me the creativity, like you went through the process to be able to create that shoe.
Oh, well, I worked with the dude Jamal and we kind of came with it together. He made shoes before and he asked for my, you know, input on what I would like, and I wanted it to be a low top. I like low top shoes for the most part. I thought the Army Fatigue mm-hmm. would be great.
And I love the Army Fatigue.
Yeah, you know, it goes with so many different things. And then the material stuff was all him. So that was just the main thing from it. I wanted it to be, like you said, like a shoe that you could wear with jeans if you want, sweats, that it can go for both. Because that's how I am, like a casual, but I also dress up. And I wanted it to be comfortable. Mm-hmm. And the Army Fatigue was something that can go with a lot of different things, especially being my first shoe.
Right. Well, sis, I'm so happy that you came through and rocked with us. Before we get out of here, we want to tell them again the website to go to order the gear.
Definitely. Go to www.tyoung1.com.
Make sure you order the gear. She has a sneaker. She has the sweats. She has everything, the t-shirts. She also has some for the young ones on there.
I have kids clothes now.
Kids clothes now. And she's moving in a different direction as far as just more creativity, more love. But y'all can't be sending her all those different requests. All right? What she got is what she got. All right, definitely. Sis. Love you so much. Appreciate you
love
coming
you
through
too.
Anytime. And just keep pushing, you know?
Definitely.
We'll see y'all next time. So, an amazing interview with Tamra Young, one of my former teammates. I'm so proud of her, and I thank her for coming on the show. But before we get out of here, you know we have to talk to you about our Take a Seat, Take a Bow, Level Up, and Straighten Your Crown. This week's Take a Seat has to go to all the people out there that are trying to not call what happened in New Zealand and what's been happening in America and around the world exactly what it is, and that's terrorism. My heart aches for all of the people that lost their lives in New Zealand by the hands of a white supremacist. But what was more discouraging, upsetting, made me angry was the fact that people continue to try to make excuses or try to not call out exactly what it is or who these people are, white supremacists, who continue to do these things around not only our country, but now around the world. But I wanted to say that all of those politicians and all of the people that continue to give shelter or not try to call a spade, really need to take a seat this week, because with the tragedy that happened to all of 50 plus people in New Zealand, you have to have some level of a moral compass, which they don't. And so for me this week, they need to continue to take a seat until somebody gets a backbone and wants to stand up. My Take a Bow this week has to go to the lovely ladies on the cover of Slam Magazine with that guy by the name of Kobe Bryant. His daughter Gigi and their basketball team, their young AAU basketball team, were, I believe, the third women that actually to be on the grace the cover of Slam Magazine. I remember Shamika Holtzclaw, I remember Maya Moore, and now we have the young ladies, the young mambas, on the cover of Slam. So I want all you ladies to take a bow. I saw some of the comments going back and forth and people were wondering about why there weren't this many girls or why there weren't enough minority girls, and just didn't take a second to be inspired by the fact that we had these young girls being on the cover. And yes, they were on the cover with Kobe Bryant, who is supporting with his Mamba Academies, not only this team, but these young girls got a wonderful opportunity. Let's celebrate them first and not always try to find the negative in something that was definitely positive. So shout out to these young girls. And my last Level Up and Straighten Your Crown has to go to, I believe, the Prime Minister of New Zealand that actually stepped up and made it known that they were going to have gun reform within 10 days after the mass shooting. Plain and simple. She went to be able to talk to the people in the community, into a Muslim community that lost 51 lives and said this will never happen again in New Zealand. Didn't worry about whether I need to go right or left, I need to be politically correct. She did exactly what you're supposed to do, is step up to the challenge and say, we're gonna find a solution today. Another life will not be lost. And the guns that this happened with will not be made legal and acceptable here in New Zealand. It was really refreshing, actually damn good refreshing, to see somebody in leadership actually take a stand against gun violence, which our young people here in America continue to fight for. So I wanted to say to the Prime Minister there in New Zealand, thank you, and way to level up and straighten your crown. So before we get out of here, let's give y'all the positive note of the day. And this is actually one of my favorite ones, because for somebody out there, y'all need to hear this. It goes like this. Some people will never know what you bring to the table until they see you in action at another table. Woo, Lord, let me say it again. Some people will never know what you bring to the table until they see you in action at another table. So I say all that to say, if you are not being fed well at the table you're sitting at, if your spirit is not being fed well, if your soul is not being fed well, if people are not appreciating what you brought to the table for everybody to be able to consume, sometimes you just gotta move to another table. All right, y'all. Y'all have a great time. I appreciate y'all joining us here on She's Got Time. We'll check you out next time. Remember, peace and blessings. Swing cash. They call her Swing Cash.
Swing cash. I call her Swing Cash.